Even today, as you pass through Cerrañola, you can clearly see the footprint left by and the importance of its former summer residence. And you can see how their houses followed the artistic style of the day. We were just discussing Josep de Torguras as an example. In Catalonia, Modernisme was followed by Noucentisme, which imposed its own criteria of order, harmony, civility, and reason over passion, with the intention of establishing a national style that would sit comfortably with the political project of the Mancomunitat, or Commonwealth of Catalonia. The houses of the summer residents adapted to this new style, as they would later to Art Deco, but little by little an epoch was drawing to an end. The Spanish Civil War marked a turning point in the tradition of summer residence in Cerrañola. It may have recovered timidly a little after the war, but in the 1960s, the industrial development of the town and the search for new horizons put an end to it. But we are getting ahead of ourselves. Let's return to the Cerrañola of the Noucentisme. The summer residents at the beginning of the 20th century were on top form, and they included many illustrious personages of the day. They tended to gravitate towards the circle that surrounded the Republican mayor, Jaume Mimó. These were the artists that produced the works you can see here. One of the most important is a picture, quite a small one, of a woman's face. Can you see it? The work is entitled Portrait of the Model of the Republic, and it was painted by Marianne Espinal and portrays Marseille Gayen Ibanez. She was a model who lived in Cerrañola for many years. She posed for various artists who were summer residents, such as Espinal himself and the sculptor Josep Viladomat. In fact, Viladomat chose her to model for his allegorical statue of the Republic for the monument in homage to Pi I Margall in Barcelona. Unfortunately, once the war was over and having lent her face to symbolize the Republic, Marseille Gayen was spurned by society in Franco Spain and was completely forgotten.